Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. Great show today. 2 hours with two of the finest apologists in the world. You can ask anything you want. So open forum. This hour, Tim Staples. Next hour, Jimmy Akin. 888-318-7884. I'm going to try to beat that anywhere. An hour with Tim Staples followed by an hour with Jimmy Akin. 888-318-7884. And dial now or remember the number because I'm not going to be giving it out a lot. I got to give out a different phone number this hour. So here it is. One last time. If you've got a question about the Catholic faith, about Catholic people, Catholic history, Catholic teachings, 888-318-7884. And you probably guessed why I'm going to be giving out that other number. We got to raise some money today. We do it four times a year. And we'll just interrupt the show a bit. We will try to continue to just do what we always do. Let Tim do what he always does. Tim Staples, thanks for being here with us. Welcome back.
Man, it's good to be in the studio with Cy Kellett.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's good. Really good to have you back here.
Yeah, buddy.
You're traveling so much the last 2-3 months.
Well, you know, the first 6 months of the year, I was down, so I couldn't travel.
Yeah.
And now that my doctor's let me back on the road, I told Jen I'm going to take everything.
Yeah, just get where, send me there, yeah.
And it's been fantastic. You know, I just came from Montana, Billings, Montana, where it was snowing and oh, man, we're talking cold, brother. Foot of snow the first night I was there.
Wow.
Wonderful folks, but just awesome to be on the road. But you know what? It's awesome to be here right now because we need to raise some money. Am I allowed to say the number this soon?
Yes, please do.
The number, folks, is 888-291-8000, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We've got to raise some money. And folks, there. I say this a lot, but I don't think it's ever been more true, Cy Kellett, to say that there's never been a time in our lifetimes where the gospel of Jesus Christ is more needed than right now.
Nope.
The fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we alone possess as Catholics. And folks, we need your help because this is what we're about here at Catholic Answers. We present the gospel unashamedly, without compromise, the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, as one who has been traveling literally all over the world in the last few months, literally, folks,
I'm
seeing and hearing from people whose lives have been changed as a result of this broadcast. It is awesome. But, folks, we cannot remain on the air without your help. And now we're coming to you. We come to you every day. You know that. Cy Kellett. All the guests, we come to you every day to bring you the gospel. Now we're asking you. We need your help to keep us on the air. Please, folks, let's not wait till the end of the broadcast.
No.
Let's do it right now. 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you. We need those monthly donors, man, that $25 a month gift, that $100 a month gift, $5 a month gift, folks. Really, we don't just say this, folks. Any dollar amount is how we get it done here. This is how we stay on the air, is you guys calling in right now and giving that donation.
They're not dumb, though, our listeners. They know that we're about to mention a match, so they're waiting to call until they hear the match money. And there's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. $20,000. So we match it all, we get it all, is how it works. 888-291-8000. We know there's going to be a last caller to the pledge drive. We never know for sure if there's going to be a first caller. So
yes, that
could be you. We need those first callers right now. We've got 13 of our colleagues on phones. That's how it works around here. It's our colleagues. We don't outsource the answering of the phones. When you call, you'll be talking to somebody in this building or connected to this this building. They might be at home, but they'll be answering the phone, and they are our colleagues. They're the folks we work with. They want to talk with you, but they'll get you through quick if you want to get through quick. So they'll take the time to talk if you want to talk or get you through quick. 888-291-8000 is the number. $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. 13 lines open, and we're waiting for our first call. There it is. There's the first one. Okay, pledge drive started. We can go to the phones and get some questions for Tim. We'll tell you more about what kind of gifts we're able to give away, but you can ask the folks on the line as well, and they'll help you with what the gifts are and the giving levels. You can do it yourself. You can make the pledge yourself, whether it's one-time pledge or a monthly pledge that you want to do. You can do that at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can just text 24365 because we love Jesus 24 hours a day. 365 days a year. Amen. Or you can make that call. We got one person on the phone right now, and that means 12 people waiting for a call right now. 888-291-8000. Oh, the numbers are going up. We got 16 of our colleagues on the line now. 888-291-8000. You feel like working, Tim?
Let's do it, brother.
All right. We'll go to the phones then. And for this first one, I'm going to need your help, Darren. I've put them on the line for me. Let's go to Texas. Kara calling from Texas. Go ahead with your question, Kara.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yes.
I've been listening forever, and I know kind of a lot of your the defense for Mary's perpetual virginity.
Yes.
But I was at a Bible study, and this guy was saying how in Catholic circles, there's lots of proof that she was not a virgin. And so have you ever heard that before? And right. Are there any other things that I can do to talk to a Catholic to help them with the get over this?
Sure. Well, if you're, it depends upon who the Catholic is you're talking about. But yeah, we have lots of folks who call themselves Catholic, and some of them in very high places today. Oh, we won't go there, Cy Kellett, who say they're Catholic, but they're actually not in full communion with the Catholic Church. Kara, you and I know that Mary's perpetual virginity is an infallible teaching of the Church taught by the Second Council of Constantinople, for example, in 553 AD. It has been taught by the universal and ordinary magisterium of the Church basically for 2,000 years. So this is an infallible teaching of the Church. And a couple of things you can help folks with. And I recommend, Kara, you get a hold of my book, Behold Your Mother, A Biblical and Historical Approach in Defending All of the Marian Doctrines. And I give in that book 8 reasons for the perpetual virginity of Mary. I'll just throw out 2 real quick, biblically speaking. The first comes right from Luke chapter 1, verse 34, when the angel Gabriel comes down to Mary and announces she is being called to be the mother of God, the mother of the Messiah, whose kingdom shall have no end. What is her response? How shall this be, for I know not man? There you have... And a lot of folks don't realize this, but all the way back, St. Athanasius, St. Jerome, St. Augustine, so many of the great fathers of the Church declared that the question betrays the vow. In other words, the angel announces she's going to have a child, and Mary says, how is this going to happen? Because I know not man. Now, when you understand, she was already married. She already had what we would call a ratified union with St. Joseph. The question doesn't make sense because, look, if you're on your wedding night, let's say, or right after your marriage, and somebody says you're going to have a child, that wouldn't be a surprise. Why is it a surprise to her? It's because of her vow. That's why the great St. Jerome said the question betrays the vow. So the fact that she says, how are you going to do this? She never doubted it was going to happen. But she said she had a good biological question. How shall this be? For I know not man, indicates her perpetual virginity. And of course, the angel responds, I'll tell you how. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, that Holy One which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So there you have a biblical positive reason for Mary's perpetual virginity. But a second real quick is really rooted in Jewish tradition and a Jewish understanding. Because when you understand the context that Mary is already, like I said, she has a ratified union with Joseph and she comes up pregnant, Joseph knew he had to divorce her because Deuteronomy 24, 1 through 4 tells you that if an espoused woman comes up pregnant, guess what? You have to divorce her, right? And in fact, if that woman goes with whoever it is that she is now with, marries, the man dies, she could never go back to her former spouse and never have conjugal relations with her again. It's a weird custom for us, but in a tribal setting in the Old Testament, there were reasons for this, because when you start passing a woman around, especially intertribally, you can end up with genocide as a result. So there were actually reasons behind that rule. But the point is, Joseph would have known when she is pregnant by another that she belongs to him. Well, he didn't know at the time who that him was, but the angel tells her. Remember, the angel tells Joseph when he's ready to divorce her, fear not to take Mary, your wife. Why? Because the Holy One which is conceived of her is conceived of the Holy Spirit. There, Joseph knew there was a very important loophole, a hole in the Old Testament when it comes to receiving back into your home a former spouse in the context of her becoming impregnated by another or being married to another. And that case is found in the Old Testament in 2 Samuel chapter 16 and chapter 20. If you remember the story where David's son Absalom tried to usurp his father's throne, and one way he did that, kind of the coup d'etat, was to take 10 of David's wives from him. And the scripture says he slept with them before all Israel. In other words, let it be known. But then, of course, Absalom died an ignominious death. And what do we see in chapter 20, verse 3? After that, David then calls for those wives to be brought back into his home. However, he could never have conjugal relations with them again. Why? Because they belonged to Absalom. But he, as the first spouse, had a responsibility to take care of them. Therefore, he brought them into his home, but he could never have conjugal relations. St. Joseph would have known exactly what the angel was saying, being the righteous man that he was, when the angel says, fear not to take Mary, your wife. Why? Because the child is born of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can't take Mary into his home, can't sign census papers, can't protect Mary from a mob who wants to stone her for being pregnant outside of marriage. Hence, Joseph knows what's up. That's just two examples among the eight I give in my book for the perpetual virginity of Mary. There are many, many more. But folks, this is one of the reasons why we need you to call right now. We've only had three callers right now, and we have 20,000. Last time I was here, I think it was 15,000,
yeah,
wasn't it?
$20,000 match.
We've got an extra $20,000 on this hour, folks, and we need you to call right now at 888-291-8000. When I was on the road, it really hit me, Cy. One of the reasons why, folks, you need to support Catholic Answers right now at 888-291-8000. Or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You know, I was doing a talk in Billings, Montana, and we got into a conversation on how the Catholic Church, uniquely among all Christian bodies on this planet, has the fullness of the understanding of the nature of the law of God. Look at abortion. Cy, there's not a single Protestant denomination today in the entire world that is fully and absolutely pro-life. Even the Southern Baptists allow for abortion in the case of the life of the mother. The Orthodox are the only ones that stand with us on abortion in the fullness of sense. But when it comes to contraception, depends upon which bishop you're talking to, depends who you're talking to, and on down the list, my friend, when it comes to the defense of the moral law, and didn't that come to the fore in this last election, Cy Kellett, how we need men and women to stand up for the defenseless unborn, for example. Folks, there is only one voice on this earth that prophetically is speaking for God when it comes to these most important issues, and that's the Catholic Church. And folks, Catholic Answers Live, we defend it to the utmost. We need your help, though, right now. Please, folks, we need some of you to get on that phone right now at 888-291-8000. If you're already a donor, you're already given $25 a month, consider upping that to $50 a month, because we're falling way behind on our $20,000 goal right now. This is the biggest I've seen since I've been doing this, Cy Kellett. This is the biggest match we have seen, and we're way behind. Folks, can you help us to continue to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, the fullness of the gospel? Please, right now, don't wait. Pick up the phone. It's 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or remember, you can text CATHOLIC to 24365.
888-291-8000. Please pick up that phone and call. There are lots of folks in this building waiting to take the call. And the earlier you call, the better, because that leaves more of them open on that, you know, last day of the pledge drive that can be quite stressful and can stress the line. So if you can call now, if you're thinking of making your pledge, calling now would be very, very helpful to us. As Tim said, we have that $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. Give us a call and help us use up some of that. And right now, we are $17,250 away from meeting that match. $17,250 away. We can do it with your help. 888-291-8000. As Tim said, you can go safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Or just text the word Catholic to 24365. 888-291-8000. We only come to you four times a year to ask you for your support. We only do so 6 hours each time, and we don't use all of those 6 hours. And so far, for 25 years, that has worked, and we've been able to keep this radio program on the air. And so we come to you again with great confidence, but also with a genuine need. This is how we finance this apostolate for the next 3 months. 888-291-8000 is the way you can call, the way you can become a member of the Catholic Answers family if you haven't been before. I'll tell you about the different giving levels in just a minute. But this is something, you know, Catholic Answers, we give this radio program away free to wherever you're listening to it right now. It's given away free to wherever you're listening right now. Amen. So you got to support them, the people who are broadcasting this, wherever you're listening. But in order to keep this show going, we need your help. We need your support. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. Tim, I'm going to go back to the phones.
Let's do it.
Just want to read you a nice note on Facebook from Victoria, which is very nice, Victoria, to get this message today as we're attempting to raise the money to stay on the air for the next 3 months. Hi, guys. I love your show. I'm calling and listening in Niagara Falls, Ontario. I'm a convert from Lutheranism. Your show helps me understand more of the Catholic faith. Victoria, thank you. Thank you very much. A very timely comment, one that I hope will inspire other folks to see the value in the show and give. But let's go back to the phones. We'll do our regular job. Again, you can call right now, 888-291-8000. On the line next for our guest, Tim Staples, is Raquel in Michigan, watching on YouTube. Raquel, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Thank you so much. Thanks for taking my call. I have three young children, 6, 5, and 3, all baptized, all have godparents.
Yes.
Since then, I've grown so much in my faith and come to realize the true importance of the roles of godmother and godfather.
Yes.
Could I appoint new godparents for my children, because I was ignorant to the fact that godparents have a very important role for the child's life, to lead them on the path to following Jesus Christ.
Right.
And the current godparents can now fulfill that role because they have fallen out of practice of the Catholic faith.
Gotcha, Raquel. Great question. And unfortunately, the answer is no. There can be no redo when it comes to the sacrament of baptism. Think of it this way. Once a child is baptized, that is a once and for all baptism. If the child is to fall away and come back, they don't have to be re-baptized. This is such a sacred moment. It is once and for all. And so it is with the case of godparents. There can be no redo. The godparents are the godparents. And for those of you listening, that's why it is so important that we make good choices when it comes to those godparents. So what I suggest to folks like you, Raquel, where and this is not uncommon, where godparents, you know, leave the faith or something like that, pray for those godparents. You have added incentive now, right, to pray for them that they come back to the faith so that they can be good godparents. In the same way that if a parent of a child falls away from the faith, they can't just get new parents. We have to really pray for those parents. It's such an important role that they come back to the faith so they can lead their children. So, Raquel, pray, pray, pray. And remember, your children have guardian angels, and they have a host of angels. We cannot even imagine the numbers of angels that are in this studio right now, hovering above Cy Kellett's head and all of our heads. We've got so many unseen among that are praying for us. And how about the family of God here on earth as well, and our family members? So we should all pray for each other, for our children, that we can raise them in the faith. So, Raquel, thanks for your call, and God bless you all for calling. I notice we do have some more calls coming in, but folks, we have 8 open lines right now. And I have to get back on this because it's burning in my heart, Si. You know, as I said, when I was in Billings, just it hitting me how important it is that the God, you know, we talk about the gospel being proclaimed, but we're the only ones that have the fullness of that gospel, Si Kellett. We're the
only ones
that are proclaiming, standing strong when it comes to transgender, when it comes to, you know, religious liberty that's being attacked. It is the Catholic Church when it comes to embryonic stem cell research, human cloning, when it comes to euthanasia, when it comes to physician-assisted suicide and abortion, and all of the issues we're talking about. It is the Catholic Church alone that stands in the gap between a living and thriving country and chaos. And we are descending, Si Kellett,
you can feel
into
it.
Chaos as a culture.
Yep.
And there's one voice on this planet that is a voice for sanity, and that is the voice of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Folks, this is a priceless gift we have. How much money would you give for the faith? Of course, there's no amount of money you can give for the faith because it's freely given. But folks, in order for us to remain proclaiming the gospel as we are and seeing thousands of lives change as a result, we really do need your help now. And you guys are making me nervous because we've got way too many open lines. Can you pick up the phone right now? Maybe you've thought about it the last several drives and you know you should have. I want you to do it now. Pick up the phone, 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text CATHOLIC to 24365. And Si, I couldn't help but notice.
That's a number I wanted to talk to you about, 13.
13 donors per tower, but
yeah.
Isn't that down?
No, that's quite a bit down. Yeah, we just did the calculation today, and we were surprised that it was 13.
We are down right now per tower, folks, to 13 donors per tower. And that hurts my heart, but folks, come on. If we could get that up to, say, 16 donors per tower,
right.
That would change everything here at Catholic Answers. Can you be one of those extra 3 on your tower right now? It will change everything. And I'm talking about giving a $25 one-time gift, a $100 one-time gift, that $25 a month. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, folks. I guarantee you there's somebody, because we need you now. We are way behind our $20,000 match right now. Is there somebody out there that can write a check for $10,000? I need to hear from you. We need to hear from you right now. We need that $10,000 gift. We need that $5,000 gift. And we need some $1,000 gifts. Can you pick up the phone right now at 888-291-8000? How much would you give for the salvation of souls, if that were possible? Well, folks, keeping us on the air, I will guarantee you, will result in the salvation of souls.
888-291-8000 is the number. You can call and talk with our colleagues right here in the building, some of whom I can see from where I am sitting right now. They're all willing to take your calls. They'd love to talk with you if you want to tell them why you're giving or what your relationship with Catholic Answers Live is. They'd be happy to talk with you. Maybe you have some questions about the apostolate. They'd be happy to talk with you about that. But maybe you're one of those folks, like so many of us, I only have about 90 seconds to get this done. Can we just get it done? Yep. Let them know that. They'll get you done. Let me before we go back to the phones with Tim, I just want to let you know about the different giving levels. We have a $20,000 dollar for dollar match right now, and we have $15,000 left to go. To use up that match, $15,000 left to go. 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000 is the number. All right, if you can come in at $10 a month, you're a member of our giving society called Society 315, which is new and has become really quite a success story. We've had a lot of fun with the folks at Society 315. We try to send free stuff. If you, the day you join, we're gonna send out a welcome box that you'll receive, and then you're gonna get a box that contains the Society 315 T-shirt, the car magnet for Catholic Answers, a coupon code to use over at the Catholic Answers shop, and then we'll try to keep sending you stuff several times a year. You know, maybe interviews we did that are not generally available, or there's a good lecture that we had, or we've even had people come virtually, you know, through Zoom or whatnot, on retreat with us. And it's a lot of fun. $10 a month makes you a member of Society 315. At $20 a month, you'll be a member of Society 315, and we'll, in addition, be able to send you the new book from Don Johnson called Twisted Unto Destruction. Twisted Unto Destruction about, well, about the damage to society that comes from the Sola Scriptura ideology. At $45 a month, we'll add A Daily Defense from Jimmy Akin, the great book from Jimmy Akin, A Daily Defense. And then at $84 a month, you get all that, but you become a member of our President's Club, which I will tell you about in a little bit. Or at $417 a month, you become a member of our Founders Circle. We'll invite you to our Founders Circle weekend. And what are you looking at there, Tim? You want to talk about when we come back right after?
Yeah, I think we come back.
All right, Tim's got some big news. I can see just the look on his face. He's got some big news. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. A long way to go. We got to raise $225,000 to be on the air for the next 3 months. But with your help, we'll get there right after this.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Keller, your host. Tim Staples, our guest this hour. Jimmy Akin, our guest the next hour. Both hours open for him. And also, we'll take a little bit of the time each hour to ask you to support this apostolate, this ministry of explaining and defending the Catholic faith. Also, you know, we do plenty of celebrating the Catholic faith and sharing and evangelizing and all that. And we love doing it.
Amen.
And we think it's, I mean, I feel... I have no problem asking for support because I think it's the most important thing in the world, sharing the Catholic faith, sharing the love of Jesus,
yes.
The love of the Father made manifest in Jesus, and the sacraments of the church, the community of the church. the beautiful, the wonderful moral teachings of the church, all of that means so much.
Amen.
And we need it right now. Man, do we need it. So I'm happy to ask you for your help. We have a $20,000 match right now for this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. 888-291-8000. And we'll just ask you four times a year, and that means this time we'll be funding this apostolate for the next 3 months, and then 3 months from now we'll fund it again. It costs $225,000 total to do that. If you want to give that whole amount right now, we'll just stop the pledge drive. We'll just go ahead. We will have to verify that the check's got clear, but yes. We'll take it. But you, Tim Staples, were looking all happy like the Cheshire Cat just before we went to the break.
You know what? I just got this sense. And I guess I'm kind of transparent, ain't I? I mean, just that I'm seeing the phones start to light up and folks are coming in. We're getting lots of testimonies here, and it's just so exciting. I wanted to thank you all right here. I know we're just getting started, but I just wanted to thank you all, our faithful listeners and supporters over all the years. You guys are absolutely awesome. And so often, side knows this, I start panicking because I think we're not going to make it. And you guys always come through for us.
But the panic is genuine. I think people should know that. Like, yes. We have to talk Tim down.
That's right. But I just wanted to mention this, that for everyone who has given, and I know there are folks on the line right now, and we need you, folks. We've still got a ways to go before we get to our $20,000 match. And, of course, we've got a long way to go to get to our $225,000 goal. But I just want to say this, that when we say to you guys, you know, we're down. We're actually down. That kind of gets me down, Cy Kellett. When we go from 16 donors a tower, and then we're down now to 13 donors
per tower.
Per tower. You know, that hurts. And if we can get that up, man, we will be able to do so much more of the things that we want to do that we can't because of a lack of finances, I'll tell you. But most importantly, stay on the air, okay, because we need you. But folks, I know you are coming through, and you will. And mark my words, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, St. Paul says, God loves a cheerful giver, right? He says to the Corinthians, you know, we don't tithe in the New Testament. You know that. That's an Old Testament practice. It's a good rule of thumb. We talk about it, we use the word tithe, but we don't believe in giving a legalistic 10%. We believe in giving 100%. Jesus said we give 100. You know, what matters is not what you give so much as what you keep. We should be, and that's what Paul says to the Corinthians, cheerful givers. We should be excited about the opportunity to have our giving participate in the renewal of the world through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I will guarantee you, those of you that give, you will be blessed. And I believe, as David said in Psalm 23, we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, as well as, of course, we will be rewarded for all eternity. So, folks, please do keep calling. Forgive me for this interlude here, Cy, but folks, call. I will guarantee you, you will not be sorry on Judgment Day that you called and gave that $1,000. And there's somebody out there right now, you can give that $5,000 gift, that $1,000 gift, no problem. And there are a lot of folks who can give that $25 a month or that one-time $25 gift. Folks, between the lot of you, we should have full lines right now. Please pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. Or remember, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text CATHOLIC to 24365.
I can't believe I went a whole half hour and didn't mention a very important thing, and I've just been reminded to mention it. That is, we have the $20,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. That means everything that any amount you give is going to be matched dollar for dollar up to $20,000. But we have another match, Tim, and I forgot that I was supposed to say it.
No way.
We have for those who are new monthly donors.
Okay.
It'll be matched again. So basically, your money is tripled. If you're a new monthly donor and you give, say, $10 a month, it'll be matched by the hourly match. But then there's this other match that we have.
Goodness.
And I didn't even mention it. I guess I got myself all keyed up and nervous. So let me just give you an example. Monica in Canton gave $25 a month. She's a new monthly giver. So actually, Monica didn't even know this because I didn't tell her, but that's getting matched twice. So for us, that's $75 a month. And the most important thing is that Monica said she loves Catholic Answers Live. That's the most important part of that whole thing.
So her $300 a month becomes $900. A year.
Yes. I was going to say, you just shocked Monica.
Her $300 a year becomes $900
a year. I forgot that.
Folks, that is awesome. So keep calling, folks. Give that. Look, there's how many out there right now that can give $10 a month? Yep. Can give $25 a month. Come on, folks. 888-291-8000. Because if you knew what we knew about what we have coming up for you, you'd be on the phone right now. 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. James in Florida increased his pledge from $100 a month to $250 a month. All that increase, because it's a new pledge, is tripled. So, yes. James, thank you very, very much for that.
Wow.
There's more folks I want to thank. I wish I could thank every single person, but I just thank the ones they put in front of me. But I got to get Tim back to the phones
here.
Yes,
let's do it.
Let's go to Elizabeth in Albany, New York, watching on YouTube. Elizabeth, we're glad you're here. Go ahead with your question for Tim Staples.
Hi, Si. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
So at this point, I think I would classify myself as a mere Christian.
Okay.
I've been looking into Catholicism for the last several weeks, and I'm not sure if I would say I'm a Protestant anymore.
Okay.
But I was also baptized in the Catholic faith and was told that unbeknownst to myself, I'm still considered Catholic, so
yes.
Go figures. So I'm a mere Christian, and what I'm trying to figure out, I am trying to understand the biblical hermeneutic of the Roman Catholic Church,
right?
In regards to the Marian doctrine, but really in regards to everything, but specifically to the Marian doctrine. So I'm sure you're familiar with systematic theology. Mm-hmm. When you read the Bible, the clearer texts take precedent over the unclear text.
Yes.
Descriptive versus prescriptive. So with the Marian doctrine,
yes.
I know that like one of the verses that the Catholic Church turns to for as a proof text for Mary being our spiritual mother
mm-hmm.
is John 19, verses 25-29.
Yes.
And which, like, when I read that, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, well, John, I mean, God gave Mary to the disciple. I don't know the name of the disciple that he gave his mother to, but
yes.
That doesn't necessarily mean that she's our mother. That's what I'm thinking. And then
gotcha.
With the Immaculate Conception,
let me jump in right there so we don't go into too many questions. First of all, that's a great question, but here's the bottom line. John gives us the answer at the back of the book. Now, what do I mean by that? First of all, Elizabeth, when we see this awesome moment here on the cross and at the foot of the cross, here we have Jesus and Mary, and this is John looking up at his dying Savior, right? And I was raised a Southern Baptist and later became a minister in an Assembly of God community. And I can tell you, we used to have a theology that was, you know, just me and Jesus and all I need is Jesus. Well, I want you to notice here, Elizabeth, John's looking to Jesus, but Jesus is the one who says to him, behold your mother. And son, behold your mother, and woman, behold your son. Now, John himself certainly would have known what was meant here when he was at the foot of the cross. And if you go to Revelation chapter 12, the same apostle John wrote the book of Revelation. And you'll see in the first five verses, of course, we have the woman clothed with the sun, who gives birth to the man-child who is to rule the nations with a rod of iron. That's quoting Psalm 2, Messianic Psalm. We know that's Jesus that she gives birth to there. You keep reading down to verse 17, and it says she's also the mother of all those who have the testimony of Jesus Christ and keep his commandments. Now, many of my Protestant friends will say, well, that's the Old Testament people of God. No, actually, this is first and foremost Mary, because Mary is the one, and you have to remember this, Elizabeth, on the literal sense of sacred scripture, which is where we always have to begin. Who was it who literally gave birth to Jesus? Yeah, there's a sense in which you could say the Old Covenant people of God give birth to even us as Christians and Jesus because he was Jewish and so forth. But That's on a spiritual sense. What is the literal interpretation here? Clearly, it is Mary who gave birth to Jesus. And if you look at the context, you have four literal characters here. You have the Archangel Michael. You have, of course, Jesus. And you have the woman. And you have the dragon or the serpent. You have these four characters. Well, all of them are literal persons, except someone to say the woman is not. Well, it doesn't fit exegetically because all the other persons being referred to are real, literal persons. Now, again, on the spiritual level, yeah, we could talk about the woman being the church as well, being the people of God throughout the ages. But on the literal level, it is clearly Mary, and she's the mother not only of Jesus, but of all of us. And then if you think about Elizabeth as well, just reasonably, you and I are members of the body of Christ. If Mary is the mother of Jesus, how in the world could we not be? How in the world could we not say that she's our mother as well? We're also referred to as brothers of the Lord. We are brothers and sisters of the Lord. So if we are, then of course Mary is our mother as well. Those are just a couple of examples, Elizabeth. And as far as the Immaculate Conception goes, Elizabeth, I'm going to send you out a copy of a book I wrote called Behold Your Mother. It's a biblical and historical exposition on the Marian doctrines, and I go through all of them. But I'll just give you one of my eight biblical reasons why Mary's immaculately conceived, and that is she is clearly revealed to be the new Eve, just as Jesus in 1 Corinthians 15:45 is referred to as the new Adam or the last Adam. Mary is referred to as the prophetic woman, and you'll notice in John 2:5, John 19 that you already mentioned, and eight times in the book of Revelation chapter 12, Mary's referred to as gune, the woman. She is the prophetic woman prophesied in Genesis 3:15, who along with her seed would crush the head of Lucifer and bring salvation to the world. This is fulfilled in Mary being revealed by her son as the woman. Again, John 2:5, John 19:26, Revelation 12, eight times. And if you look at Revelation 12, there's a parallel between the woman of Revelation 12 and the woman of Genesis chapter 3. In fact, the same language is used, woman, gune, eight times, and there's even a mention of the old serpent who is Lucifer, referring again back to the fall in Genesis 3, being recapitulated in the woman along with her son in the New Testament. In other words, undoing all the damage that was done through the fall in the Old Testament. I wish we had more time, Elizabeth, but please stay on the line. We will get your address, and we will ship you out a free copy of my book. And folks, I have to say this. Please, our new friend here, Elizabeth, is probably the most important reason why you need to pick up the phone right now and give us a call. This is why we're here, Cy Kellett, to have Protestant friends like Elizabeth call in. And I wish, Elizabeth, you and I had about an hour. Please call back, though. We'll talk more. But folks, this is why we're here. We are here to give people Catholic answers. How many of you know there's not a lot of shows out there that are giving Catholic answers? What you find out there are caricatures of Catholicism, misrepresentations of Catholicism everywhere. Here at Catholic Answers Live, you are going to hear the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith defended like you will find nowhere else. Folks, do you want to get behind that? Well, please do. We need you right now, 888-291-8000 for Elizabeth and for the millions out there who need the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pick up the phone right now, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Remember, you can text Catholic to 24365 as well. We need those $1,000 gifts. We need those $5,000. And guess what, folks? I think we just got blessed. We got a $10,000 gift from Christina in Orange County. Is that awesome, Cy Kellett?
That is beyond awesome. You asked for $10,000,
and
Christina came through. God bless you,
and
Christina.
And we just got a gift from Bill and Denise, who pledged $5,000. Folks, can you get on board with this right now? There's got to be one more $5,000 gift out there, and a $1,000 gift, I know. But folks, most importantly, we want you in the Catholic Answers family. If it's a one-time $10 gift, we love you. You are the reason why we are on the air. And they think I'm speaking hyperbole there, but Cy, you know this is true. Most of our givers are small givers.
Yeah, we can't do this without, I mean,
we can't.
It's easy, I mean, we're grateful to be able to thank Christina, but it's easy to say that one name. And we're very, very grateful for that. But we know we can't do this program without the $10 a month and the $20 a month pledger. We can't do it.
And can you explain that, how it's tripled now?
Yeah, okay. So the way it works is if you do a new monthly pledge, every new monthly pledge, in addition to being part of the $20,000 match for the hour, is also being matched again by a separate $65,000 match that we got.
That's incredible.
Which is just to go out there and get new monthly donors. Because it became clear to us, and it has now become clear to people who give us those larger donations, that that if we can get monthly donations, if we can make your friendship and have that $10 a month coming in, and there's enough people doing that,
amen,
it provides a kind of ground floor where we could really plan for the future, which is why we have the School of Apologetics, for example.
Absolutely.
We know that the money is there to do that. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Open Forum with Tim Staples on Catholic Answers Live.
There's only one Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Tim Staples, our guest, and we are just filled with gratitude to you and to everybody who's called, everybody who's said a prayer for this hour. It means everything. We try not to ask for more than we need, but we do have to ask for what we need in order to be funded for the next 3 months. And you might say, you know, there people spend $225,000 in media on, you know, that's about 1/5 of an episode of a normal half hour show on the television, on that television thing. And we do 3 months of this where we're doing it because of you. We're doing it on YouTube and Facebook and Twitch, and we're doing it on all the other places. I embarrass myself if I try to name them. And then we do it on the radio, and then we got the EWTN, satellite radio, and it's all over the world because we have partners in, like, the wonderful people at Perusia down in Australia, or it's on in the Philippines where we get so many calls, and we have such good relationships with so many people in the Philippines just because somebody's broadcasting us there. And it turns out that the Catholic faith, when it's presented with charity and clarity, as our boss likes to say, present it with charity and clarity,
amen,
it's extremely compelling. You start to realize, oh, this life is about something much more than I thought, and it can just transform life. It does transform life. I can tell you it transformed my life and does so every day. So if you're able and you can pick up that phone, give us a call. I'm going to let Tim go right back to the phones, but I want to give out the number again, 888-291-8000. 17 lines open right now. That means lots and lots of our colleagues are on the folks from the publishing department. Carlo's in there. Carlo from the apologetics department, I saw him down in his office. We got the folks from the fundraising department, the marketing department, the accounting department. You might get to talk with Imelda from accounting, which will be one of the most fun conversations in your life. 888-291-8000, or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can pledge, as Tim has said several times, just text the word Catholic to 24365, and you'll get where you need to go to make your pledge. 888-291-8000. I feel like sending you back to work.
Let's do it.
All right. Back to the phones.
Amen.
Thanks again to everybody who has been supporting us. And we go now to Diana in Michigan, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Another thing where a lot, thousands and thousands of people listen on the app, all of that paid for by our donors, by you, who are picking up the phone and calling right now. 888-291-8000. Diana, thanks for being with us. Go ahead with your question for Tim.
Hi.
Hi, Diana.
Thank you so much. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I appreciate all of your content. I'm a returning Catholic, so I've really
Beautiful.
Been able to dive into a lot of it.
Well, praise God for that.
My question is about meditation.
Yes.
So prior to returning to Catholicism, I was doing a lot of meditation, clearing my mind, thinking of nothing. I'm a stay-at-home mom, so it just kind of took all the pressure and stress off, and I really enjoyed it. But I've like heard that you're not supposed to clear your mind as a Catholic. That can be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wasn't aware, is that true? And if
right.
so, how should I meditate?
Yes, Diana, great question. I would refer to you to the Catechism of the Catholic Church, section 2726, where the Catechism talks about erroneous notions of prayer. That's the heading. And one of those erroneous notions is centered on the idea, because we have a thing called centering prayer in the church that is contrary to the faith. That's why I mentioned that little pun. But the point is, and it's an erroneous notion of prayer to think that the goal or the end of prayer would be the emptying of the mind to make the mind a void. That's contrary to the faith. But Diana, even though that is obviously contrary to the faith, because we are a religion of the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. There is no other way to the Father except through the Son, that is, through the Word. We are rational creatures. As St. Teresa of Avila said, any prayer that is does not involve the intellect is not Christian prayer. Because of the centrality of that fact, we are rational creatures. And so therefore, as St. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, whatsoever things are true, good, just, holy, pure, think on these things, he says. So we should meditate on the Word and in the Word and through the Word by the power of the Holy Spirit. But Diana, remember, having said that, that doesn't mean we have to be thinking all the time. There are times, Diana, where you just want to sit in the presence of God and you don't have to meditate on a biblical passage or such. You just want to be in the presence of God, and that's fine. What's wrong is when there's an active attempt to empty the mind so radically so that some in this movement that's very much contrary to the faith, the centering prayer movement, have said that 10,000 thoughts are 10,000 opportunities to return to God. That's just crazy. As if, you know, thinking somehow will lead you away from God. Absolutely not. So, Diana, common sense. Sometimes I know when I'm with my wife, we have our wine nights, we sit out on the back porch. I don't have to talk all the time. I just love being in the presence of my wife. We do talk, and we have a lot of wonderful times talking together, but we also have great times just being in each other's presence, and that's what it can be with God as well, just being in the presence of Jesus. I hope that helps, Diana.
Very much. Thank you so much.
God bless
you. You should see the pile of wine bottles in their backyard, too. It's ridiculous.
But folks, you know what? I have to say this again. Not only is that true, yes, I. But you know what? I just have to say again, this is why we're here. Folks who need Catholic answers, they want to know, what's the truth about meditation? What's the truth about Jesus? What's the truth about the Eucharist, the sacraments, you name it? What's the truth about Jesus? That's what we're here for. And folks, thank you again, all of you that have called. But we have 14 open lines right now, and I know we're about to end this first hour. Please do not stop calling. We need you to call now. We need these last few minutes for that phone line to light up at 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. I know there's a few more $1,000 gifts out there, folks. Can you pick up that phone at 888-291-8000? And I know there's a couple more $10 a month donors. There's a couple more $25 a month donors. You're out there. And that's going to be tripled if you call right now, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text Catholic to 24365.
The number 888-291-8000 is where you can call safe and secure. And I know we Americans, we're very competitive, so I'll tell you this. Already, donation from New South Wales, Sydney, Australia, Charles down there, Victoria in Ontario, Canada.
Fantastic.
So, I mean, if you're American, you can't let those people give, and you're not giving. I mean, come on.
I was just in New Zealand.
You were just seen everywhere.
Those people are awesome, man.
888-291-8000. We're going to take a very quick break. Perfect time to call because you can get this done by the time we're back. We're going to be gone for about 3 minutes, about 90 seconds if you want. You can get it done, or you can visit with the folks here at Catholic Answers. 18 of them are on the lines ready to take your calls right now. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. You can also go safe and secure online wherever you are in the world. They've already done it in Ontario and Sydney, so we know it's working. CatholicAnswersRadio.com or text the word Catholic to 24365. Tim Staples, I'll see you again tomorrow. Thanks for doing this with us today.
God bless you, brother.
It's nice
Bye.
To see you so hale and healthy.
Amen.
All right, right back. We'll give you the report on this hour when we come back, and we'll talk with Jimmy Akin and have another hour of Open Forum right after this on Catholic Answers Live.